Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Every program of Moments of Inspiration is designed to touch everyone who listens in some way or another. And we pray today that you will receive a blessing because you listened to Moments of Inspiration.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above. Son, we've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight. Till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve. Let nothing stand in your way, give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house,
when Andrew brought his brother Simon to Jesus, the first thing that the Lord said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," or Peter. Jesus gave Simon a new name. In the Old Testament, we find Jacob, the son of Isaac, having a name change. He had always been a con man, but then he changed, and God gave Jacob the name Israel because of his change. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, was given a new name by the apostles. They called him Barnabas. The name change was in recognition of what he brought to the church. He was a son of encouragement, which is what Barnabas means. You see, he was a person who encouraged others, and so the apostles just changed his name to match his character. What is in a name? We have all heard the expression regarding our names, like, "He or she has made a good name for themselves," or the instruction, "Go make a name for yourself." Perhaps something that refers to what has happened is, "He sure ruined his name." There is a lot attached to our names. Obviously, some names are recognized or identified for various reasons. The name of sports heroes become identified with their particular sport and their accomplishments in it. The names of government leaders throughout history become identified with their countries or nations and how they led them. Family names are sometimes recognized because of the wealth that the family has or the business that they operate. Other times, the family name is known for people involved in helping, serving, and caring, while other names are known because the family is dysfunctional because of drug or alcohol abuse or for crimes that have been committed by members of that family. One of the statements from the Proverbs is, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." Solomon's advice in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1 is, "A good name is better than fine perfume." There's a lot in a name. What is meant is that one's character is far more important than things. I heard someone once say, "She sure married well." The meaning of that statement referred to the lady's husband being financially well off. It is very unfortunate that such an evaluation as this would be made in regards to one's choice of a mate. It would have been much better to have made such a statement referring to the husband who would be faithful, loving, caring, and devoted to his wife and family. If the statement had addressed the man's moral character, then it would have been something to celebrate. For the marriage, it is far more important than what is in his or her portfolio. When Moses was being sent by God to rescue the people of Israel from Egyptian bondage, Moses asked God to tell him his name. He needed to know who was sending him. He needed a name. And God gave Moses the name, I Am. Jesus used that same name for himself. Referring to his own eternal existence, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And it was for this very thing that the Jewish leaders rejected Jesus and asked Pilate to have him crucified. He made claim to be God, which in their eyes was a blasphemous statement. For those of us who believe in the name of Jesus, we know that his claim to be God is true. It is in the name of Jesus that we place our faith and hope. We believe in Peter's statement where it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved." What is it that we are to confess to become a Christian? We make the good confession of faith. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We are confessing our personal faith in the name of Jesus and placing our hope of being saved from our sins in Him. We plan to stand before God wearing the name of Christ. From the Old Testament scripture, we find God giving those 10 commandments to His people. One of the basic laws of Moses, one of the primary principles to which the people of God were to be devoted was this one: "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." Isaiah said that the name of God is holy. Jesus, in teaching us in his model prayer how that we should pray, said, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Jesus set apart God's name as holy. I would suggest to all of us who wear his name that we be conscious that we are responsible for living in such a way that the name of Jesus cannot be blasphemed. Because I am wearing his name, I must live in such a manner to keep his name holy and sacred. If today you are not known by Jesus' name, we would love to share with you what the scriptures teach about having the name of Jesus as Savior. The most important of all things that we can share is the name that we wear. Please let us know how we can minister to you and bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, that precious and holy name.
Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Oh, Jesus, you pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, how I love to praise your name. Jesus, you're still the first, the last, the same. Oh, Jesus, you died and took away my
my shame. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the soon and coming King. Jesus, we need the love that you can bring. Oh, Jesus, we lift our voices up and sing. You're the sweetest name of all. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.